Anyone mildly acquainted with Czech military history will likely have heard of ace pilot František Peřina, who fought with distinction for Czechoslovakia in both the battles of France and Britain during the Second World War. Mr. Peřina, named to the honorary rank of Major General in the year 2000, turned 95 just last month and was honored by the Czech Army and Air Force. Now, on the occasion of the anniversary of the end of the war, we thought it fitting to look back at key moments in Mr. Peřina's military career, ignored by the communists for 40 years. Jan Wellinger has more.
Military historians may wrangle over details, but almost all agree that in Czech military history, there have been few men like František Peřina. Born in Moravia on April 8, 1911, Peřina was among the most prolific of young Czech pilots in Czechoslovakia in the 1930s, representing his country in a famous international air show in Zurich prior to the war. Following the Nazi occupation of Czechoslovakia, Peřina, like so many other Czech airmen, over 1,000, escaped to Poland and later to France, to serve his country abroad. After war was declared in 1939, he was recruited to serve in the French Air Force. He learned to fly American-made Curtisses and began serving in December 1939. Jiří Rajlich, military historian.
Peřina made his name in the very first days of Germany's Western Offensive. On May the 10th, Germany began its assault against France, the Netherlands and Belgium, and on that day, in two separate flights, Peřina shot down four planes. The next day, he shot down his fifth, earning him the title of ace. Peřina became the first Czech ace in the Second World War. And a day after that, he shot down two additional planes.
Peřina's deeds also saw him become the first Czech pilot in the war promoted to officer rank. That was almost unheard of. Only very few pilots in Czechoslovakia had ever been promoted to officer rank without training at a military academy. It set quite a precedent, and soon the pilot's fame grew throughout France.
Tehdy válečná propaganda z pochopitelných důvodů ve svých tiskových prohlášeních a v novinách nikdy.
For obvious reasons, official propaganda never mentioned pilots' full names, mostly using initials. But the French press did write a lot about František Peřina. They called him Rinup, more or less an anagram of his name. He was very popular and was photographed a number of times. Later he was helped by those who recognized him to escape from France.
Kolikrát ho svezli a usnadnili mu právě ten ústup do Severní Afriky.
Hold me close and hold me fast. The magic spell you cast. This is love your world.
If František Peřina, Rinup, made a name for himself in the first days of battle, his most daring flight of all took place in June 1940, when the German Luftwaffe was intensifying its bombing campaign over Paris. Jiří Rajlich again.
Zatímco jeho kamarádi útočili na tu bombardovací formaci.
He and colleagues tried to turn back a German bombing formation, but Peřina focused on a fighter escort of some 60 Messerschmitts. He shot down one plane, but was himself hit, and it took all his strength to land.
Veškerých sil podařilo, nakonec nouzově přistál.
How does the pilot himself see that key moment today? On the occasion of his 95th birthday, he told reporters that when he recalled his exploits during the war, this was the moment that most came to mind.
Tak já jsem si usmyslel, že musím nějak zastavit.
I had to gain them some time, and I could think of nothing other than to attack. I had to stop them somehow. I distracted them, and I even managed to shoot one down. But then I myself was hit. My plane took 15 cannon hits, 80 by the machine gun. My leg and arm were both injured, although I didn't feel a thing. I knew I probably wasn't going to make it back.
Somehow, Peřina survived. Whether by sheer luck or sheer skill or a combination of both, that is always a question for debate. But says Jiří Rajlich, things are always unpredictable to a degree in the air.
To by vám řekl asi nejlépe on, ale ve vzduchu není nic předem prohrané.
Petina himself would say that in the air nothing is ever certain. In my research I've come across thousands of cases where pilots escaped by the skin of their teeth. Even in cases where enemy planes collided, pilots sometimes parachuted to safety. As for Petina, he was a master of calculated risk.
Ale říkám, ono to nikdy nevíte.
Netoliko, že je tma.
In World War II, František Petina shot down 15 planes. He took part in the Battle of Britain and trained new pilots in the field. He has said that he took the war as something like sport, perhaps one of the keys to survival. It must have been an extremely bitter experience for him when 3 years after the war, having returned home, Petina was forced to flee Czechoslovakia again. It was 1948, and Czech communists were sentencing the country's war heroes to prison and even death. Petina fled with his wife Anna, eventually to the U.S. But many Czechs never forgot his contribution. When Petina and his wife returned home in the 90s, many gave him a hero's welcome. Today, the great pilot says that he simply wants to die on home soil. He has said that this is the country that he fought for, and stressed repeatedly that he loves the countryside here. Historian Jiří Rajlich once more.
František Peřina se stal legendou v roce 1940, a přestože se o něm tady nemluvilo...
František Peřina was and is a true Czech patriot. During all those years when his name was not mentioned here, there were people who never forgot. If there's anything like a Czech living legend nowadays, then František Peřina is it.
Skutečně, jestli je někdo živoucí legendou, tak František Peřina v první řadě. Nevidím nic, když připustím, že...